Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys. Later show today because I've just been watching film. That's all I've done all stinking day. That's all I've done. And so today's episode is 49ers versus Titans film review. And I have so many notes and I've kind of divided it into quarters. So number one, if you want to watch the film breakdown, every single play, offense, defense, special teams, that's at the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel, patreon.com/49ersrushpodcast. And good news, we are giving away today a full year-long subscription to the Jerry Rice tier. It's $20 a month. That covers Zoom meetings, every film breakdown we ever do, all of our bets every single week, all that stuff. So if you're watching this live show, towards the end of the show, I'm going to be asking a question and we'll see how the responses go and all that kind of stuff. But to one of the lucky winners that gets the right question at the end of today's show, free year-long subscription compliments of another 49ers anonymous donation. People just want to build a community. Those Zoom hangouts have turned into a community in and of itself of just awesome friends across the globe. International, we got Australia, we got Philippines. We've got people tuning in from all over, just getting to know each other. And it's turned into this really organic, amazing community. And one of the subscribers wanted somebody else to experience what's going on. So they're going to be giving that away and they're covering that. We're going to be giving that away later today on today's episode. So stay tuned and congrats to you live watchers. Not sure the best way to do this for the non-live watchers. It just doesn't really work that way. So I apologize for that, but I'm thankful for everybody, however you watch and or listen. Appreciate you. And you've got questions, comments, throw those in the chat as always. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. Thanks, Shannon. Cannot wait for Chapman's review of the game. I've got notes on notes on notes. I've got notes from whenever I was at the game, jot down stuff, and I've got notes from watching the film. And so, yeah, we've got a lot of stuff to get to today. It's going to be a lot of fun. And injuries, you know, you constantly get more and more injury information. Jack Jones with his hand. Nate Hobbs pulled his groin in the joint practice. So now that's your backup two corners. Now going to be missing some time. And so 49ers holding tryouts for DBs and just how quick stacking injuries can go from a major position of strength, the cornerback room. Now you didn't lose a starter, but your top three corners are still intact. You lost your number four and your number five corner. But that just elevates Darrell Luter Jr., who did not play bad, didn't play good, and Ephesians Prysock, who showed some great and some bad. So those guys now step up into, man, they're one snap away from being a starter. So it's kind of quick how it goes. It just goes quick with these injuries. Now, the hand injury for a corner isn't the end of the world. You can club a corner, like put on the Patrick Willis club if you had to. But he should be ready to go by week one. And the groin issue, that's rough because now you're not working on conditioning, training, speed work. With a hand, you can still run. And you just wrap it, get it good, secure, and you can still do a lot of work. Groin, you cannot. You got to rest that. Then you got to build up the speed. So Nate Hobbs, who has had a very lackluster camp, you look at the contract the Niners gave him, they anticipated he would be way ahead of Jack Jones. Training camp, not so much. So we'll see how that goes and where that goes. What's up, guys? Appreciate y'all. Look at this. Monkey says, this dribbling guy may be pretty decent. Yeah, he might be all right. We did not have him as high as 33. I can tell you that for damn sure. But he was a rush crush. We had 13 players that were our favorite players in this draft. He was one of them. Perfect 10 out of 10 fit scale. We were super high on the guy. Nobody was high enough The 49ers were higher on Stribling than everybody else, and they got raked through the coals, not by us, by other people. Like, why are you taking this guy? Nah, maybe not. Maybe Stribling should have gone in the top 20 with what he put at. 7 catches? Dude was all over the place. It wasn't all perfect, though. And so I do want to get to, you know, just one of the things, the blocking needs work, which Stribling had the second highest graded blocking of any wide receiver in this draft class. Struggled with some open field blocks, held his own against cornerbacks, safeties not near as much. He had to block a defensive end on one play, and he got a rude awakening. That was just, but yeah, you talk about the releases. And my favorite thing about going through the tape is seeing Stribling play everywhere. When he was out there with Jordan Watkins, Stribling was playing the F, the slot role, the Juwan Jennings big slot role. When Jordan Watkins wasn't out there, Stribling was playing the X. He even took some snaps at Z. So he's playing everywhere, and he had to get corrected with lining up once or twice. I mean, this rookie's going through it. And so, but the fact that he can win on the line of scrimmage against press, he can win in the slot, he can win in motion, he can press the field vertically. You are talking about a complete wide receiver in Deshaun Stribling. Where he settles, probably going to be that F spot, that big slot role. I think that's where they're going to have him if all stays healthy and, you know, good from here on out with, you know, Evans and Debo and Christian Kirk comes back. I think that's where they want him. Eventually, he's going to be the starting X. There is no doubt in my mind that is in the cards. Eventually, Deshaun Stribling will be the starting X wide receiver for the 49ers. Is that this year? Does Mike Evans play 2 healthy years in a row? Is it the 3rd year? Like, when does that happen? I don't know. I'm not saying I want it to happen now. Obviously, I want Mike Evans, but it's just like the Niners went from having Juwan Jennings, who is not an X wide receiver in any world, played that role for 1.5 years out of position. And shout out to him. He played above his pay grade. That's not his skill set. You go from having him as your X wide receiver to now you got Mike Evans and Deshaun Stribling. Like, talk about a glow up, man. That position, it just changed overnight. You signed Mike Evans, you draft Deshaun Stribling, and now Jordan Watkins is even panning out. He's playing X. So now you have like 3 X wide receivers, which is the most important wide receiver for any team. Oh, I freaking love it, man. Oh, I love it. What's up, Dan? Appreciate you. Until my wife comes out of the grocery store, hurry and tell me something good, John. Man, all good. There's so much good stuff. Notorious, after last night, I'm sure Sebastian Valdez makes his team. Man, I'm sorry. The tape is not kind to Sebastian Valdez. Consistently, the tape was very bad. Now, Sebastian Valdez has those huge explosive plays. There is no doubt about that. And love seeing that. But, man, Sebastian got, like, Alfred Collins had a bad game. He had 3 horrible plays. He made some decent plays throughout there. Sebastian Valdez had probably 6 or 7 horrible plays. He had more splash plays. And it's weird because Sebastian Valdez was better. Nah, I don't want to say he was better against the early ones. He scored a 52 grade. He had 1 pressure, 4 tackles, 1 solo stop. And so, like, with Sebastian, if you go through the tape, there's a lot of bad. There's good, too, though. So, like, it's just, man, he's either a double plus player or a double negative, right? And I've talked about this. Like, when you grade these plays, I used to coach, we sit down with our players in your position group and whatever else, they'd have their grade sheet. Every single play you watch yourself, you get 2 pluses, 1 plus, a dash, which means you didn't affect it in a positive or negative way, a negative or a double negative, right? Like, you would, the 0 would be there. So plus, double plus, plus, 0, dash, double dash. That was how you did. And Sebastian doesn't have any 0 plays. It's double plus or double negative. He's got to get consistent. He's got to. And I don't think that he's there. And he might make this roster. I'm not sure he will. I'm still on the outside of Sebastian Valdez. I'm not sure anybody's going to scoop him up. But, man, the splash plays are there. I love the kid. I really hope that he would gain some consistency. He's still got time, though. Like, and that's the thing. No roster spot is settled after the first preseason game. I don't think that that is the case, I mean, especially for a guy that was on the practice squad for a year last year, and Sebastian Valdez, right? So I don't think that that is necessarily the case. So I think that he's still got some time to kind of figure that out. What's up, Dad? Yeah, that's right. Nailed it. Jerry Rice here. Let's go. Let's go. Reese, what I think of Grayson Halted? The amount of publicity that Deshaun Stribling is getting needs to be matched by that of Grayson Halted. It needs to. Because, like, this guy did the... He had... And that's the thing. Like, Alfred Collins, three horrible plays, some decent plays, right? Sebastian Valdez, six horrible plays, six very good plays. Then you look at Grayson Halted. I didn't find a negative play. Now, I've only processed and gone through the entire first half, which is up on the 49ersrush.com right now, by the way. So, we have film breakdowns up, baby. We have film breakdowns that you get to go through every play. Offense, defense, special teams. It's up at the 49ersrush.com. Come on. The first quarter is up. The second quarter is processing. It usually takes an hour and a half. So once that's processed at the end of this show, I will be able to load that to the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel. So that the second quarter will be there for you. If you are a fanatic freak like some of you guys and you just can't wait to watch second half, first week of the preseason game, one, I love you. But, man, you go through the first half, which Grayson Halted played a little bit in the second half. No negatives. Like, that is... You're not supposed to do that. He graded out a 73.6 on 30 plays. Graded out positive run defender, 75. Awesome. 71 tackling, 57 pass rush. That's the one area which that the play that he had, the sack where he blew up Peter Skoronski, one of the highest paid guards in the NFL for the sack, got wiped off. So we saw it, passes the eye test. That's there. But technically, for the stat sheet, the sack, the pressure, all those things didn't happen, right? So for the analytics community, that is a good through. But we saw it, and you can't tell us that didn't happen. So, like, I am firmly Grayson Halted height needs to match Deshaun Stribling. That's where it should be. Like, unbelievable. And you're talking about Alfred Collins, dude, did not play well. And I know there's plugger role versus the three tech and whatever else. I don't care. You're going to put your best guys out there. I'm not saying Grayson Halted should take snaps ahead of Alfred Collins. They're different players with different skill sets, but damn, Alfred Collins played terrible. Not good. Had some decent plays, but man, his bad were real bad. Grayson Halted had no bad. Four tackles, four solo run stop, one pressure, and one would-be sack. Grayson Halted was awesome. That dude was awesome, man. Yeah. Man, I love it. I love it. You guys. Yeah, right here, Maria. I'm hearing mixed reviews on Valdez. What do you think? Yeah, it's super good or super bad. That's just what it is. Halton's incredible. Oh, look at this. Notori says, give me that Jerry Rice here. That's right. We will be giving away a year-long membership at $20 a month. It's one of our more expensive tiers. We have tiers all the way down for $8 a month. $2 a month, you name it, wherever you can go. But the Jerry Rice tier is all the bells and whistles. That's where you want to be. Right here, James, can't wait to see Stribling score a touchdown in the Strib Club. The name is just so badass, man. it is awesome. Dan says, why is NFL Network so lame about not showing the 49ers game until Steelers are done? Hey, man, we got the first quarter up for you. We got a 7-day free trial. You go sign up, you watch that first quarter. You got to listen to me kind of walk through everything, but that's okay. Prysock is a Hanks clone. Ooh. Prysock played decent. Not great. Tackling was terrible, even though he made one really good tackle. He had a 29.6 tackling grade, which isn't great. But 53 plays. I think Prysock played the most of anybody, offense or defense. He played 53 snaps. Nope, Jordan Watkins played 58. But yeah, Prysock came out, shut down Carnell Tate in the end zone. That was badass. Could have been flagged on it. I like that. And again, with the ebbs and flows of injuries and the fact that Nate Hobbs and Jack Jones are going to be missing time. Ephesians Prysock is going to get a lot of PT. He's raw. Slipped down a lot, feet outside of his frame a lot. You know, Nick Saban probably wouldn't like him. But you look at the pedigree and you look at the traits and it's just like, holy hell. Like, Madden created character. But raw. Still really, really raw. But confidence building, right? It at least should. Dude, number 5 overall pick, shut his ass down in the end zone. I'm from Texas, and one of the worst things that could ever happen is whenever it's dinner time and you don't have what you need for the dinner for the family. And so I'm a big steak, barbecue, you name it, grill out. That's what I love, and that's why I use Omaha Steaks. So whether it's a rushed weeknight or a Saturday cookout, you can have quality protein on hand when you need it. Ribeyes for special occasion, juicy burgers for a cookout, grilling chicken, seafood, gourmet franks. Omaha Steaks has what you want. Plus, they now have sides, desserts, and more. So a great dinner is minutes away. And the best thing about it is it's steakhouse quality without the steakhouse prices. There's no more last minute run-ins to the store. It arrives vacuum sealed, frozen, ready to go. And if you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the perfect introduction. For just $79.99, you get 20 premium steak burgers crafted from 5 distinct cuts of steak. You get 4 filet mignon burgers, 4 New York strip burgers, 4 ribeye burgers, 4 brisket burgers, 4 sirloin burgers. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, you get $35 off with the promo code BEEF, B-E-E-F. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. And man, like, that's another thing that I thought was cool. You look at Cam Ward, former number one overall pick, showed some major bright spots last year. He goes 5 of 12 for 57 yards and 56 passer rating. That's 36th out of all 36 quarterbacks that have played in the preseason so far, counting, you know, I think there's been 5 preseason games and in the preseason, 3 quarterbacks each, right? So 10 times 3. 36 quarterbacks have played so far. He's dead last. He did all of that against the Niners' backup defense. No Fred Warner, no Dre Greenlaw, no Demo, no Upton. I mean, you can go on and on and on. No Osa, no Bosa, no Samo. He's got to be in there. Like, come on, man. A lot of their entire starter, right? Robert Saleh, everybody's playing. Everybody played bad on offense. Like, they looked bad. Adrian Martinez outperformed Cam Ward playing with whomever. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be rude, but like, Cam Ward's out there playing with top 5 picks. Highest paid offensive guard in the NFL. Getting run through by Grayson Halton, Jaden Duggar, Nick Martin, Tatum Bethune. Like, Ephesians Prysock. Like, one of these things is not like the other, but you wouldn't have guessed that. And you watch the tape, and you don't think, like, these are the 49ers backups. That's not what comes across. Ah, man. Love it, love it, love it. Look at this, Notorious. Everyone now catching on to the strip club nickname. I've been calling that for weeks. That's right. You were the first, Notorious. We'll give you, because of the international dateline, that's why. who was Leo? Yeah, you start talking about, there were several times a lot of us were like, we're just like, who was that? Like, I have, you know, I'm at the game, and I have my phone up on the roster, so I could look at the numbers just in case it slips my mind. Who is that again? Who is that again? And then you see number 96 out there. That's not even on the roster. The 49ers didn't even update. That's Titus Leo, edge guy out there. Didn't have an overall good game, but had that one damn good play against Cam Ward, which was awesome. Resulted in a sack, which was so cool. But yeah, Titus Leo didn't have a good game. Now you look at the grades. And I haven't gotten to the second half yet. So just understand, this is a 50% finalized. I watched first, second quarter film-wise. I was there live for the game, obviously. But number one, defensively, Bryson Eason, 77.3 grade. Ashton Davis, consistent, No bads. Like that's the thing. It's a vet. That's what you get in a veteran player. Ashton Davis, where he's supposed to be, doesn't make highlight reel plays or anything along those lines. But, man, just so consistent. Jaden Duggar, third. Love Jaden Duggar. Could talk about Jaden Duggar forever. He was out there playing everywhere. My favorite thing about Jaden Duggar was, you know, the tape that we had from Louisiana, 1 year playing off-ball linebacker, he couldn't read, couldn't diagnose. And I was just like, man, that's rough. Dude's diagnosing. Like, I'm watching linebacker tape with the ghost of D Winters in my mind. Yeah, concrete feet. They just don't move. He'll watch somebody go, but his feet are still there. Jaden Duggar, quick, man. You see at one point, and this was early on, there was an off-the-ball tight end doing a Z block back, right? So think about George Kittle lining up on the right. As soon as the ball snapped, he cuts behind the quarterback all the way across and kick out block, you know, the backside DN. Zorro block, Z block, whatever you want to call it. Jaden Duggar's calling out pulling blockers. Like, as soon as the snap happens, like, anticipation, knowing what's going on. It just, man, his feet are flowing to the flats whenever he gets his pass key. And it's just like, dude, this is what D Winters never figured these things out. And I'm talking Philadelphia and Seahawks playoff games, still not doing it right. Jaden Duggar out there, first preseason game, playing four different positions, playing Will, took Mike snaps, like he's playing everywhere. And he's picking up these keys, and I'm just like, who the hell is this kid? I wore my 53 Navarro Bowman jersey, one, because I was excited to see 53, right? Like, dude, carry on the tradition, brother. And Jaden Duggar, as advertised, like I walked away wowed by the maturity that he played with. It was just like, God dang, this guy's football IQ. Like, what happened? Shout out to KJ Wright, man. And, you know, coaching them up. And obviously, Johnny Holland. I'm telling you that Jaden Duggar might be something. Now, it wasn't perfect. And there were some issues. And sometimes he was hesitant vertically to fill the gap in the run game. But, oh, dude, great. Jaden Duggar. 30 snaps, 74 grade, 3 tackles, 2 solo stops, gave up 1 catch for 16 yards, tracked down Cam Ward in the open field. Oh, dude, Jaden Duggar. Jaden! Grayson Halton, 4th. Tatum Bethune, 5th. That's an awesome top 5. Bottom 3, Romello Height, Alfred Collins, Garrett Wallow. Romello Height did not look good. I think I saw one positive play. Did not look good. He tried to, it's funny too, and I talk about this in the film breakdown. If you guys watch it, you go through the one-on-ones in training camp, and like the beat writers put out the reports, so-and-so beat so-and-so in one-on-ones, and you look at the Romello Height wins, and they're all like spin moves. I hate spin moves from a defense. I wouldn't let my guys do it. Like, you're Dwight Freeney, all right, cool, you're different, you're a Hall of Famer. Grayson Halton presses outside, a predetermined spin move in his head, okay? Presses outside, spins to the inside, and the guard's just sitting there waiting for him, Peter Skronsky, and just freaking right in the head, flips him over. Like, dude, you almost got knocked out for a concussion. Like, and he kept trying to do it, and it just never worked once. Like, every now and then as a changeup, that's okay, but like, every time I read those beat reporters, oh, one with a spin move. In one-on-ones, that works. There's not a guard there. It's one versus one. You're playing 5 versus 4, there's a free guard. And 50% of the time, he's going to go to your side. Dude found out real damn quick. Like, nah, you can't do that. This ain't one-on-ones. So you got to, I don't know. I'm a little lower on Grayson Halton after going to several training camp practices in the game. A little lackluster, a little concerned. It might take him a lot longer, and they're giving him way too much. I do believe that. He's been asked, like, what are you struggling with? And he's like, dude, just learning all these different positions. I wish they would just let him work on pass rush instead of playing off the ball, coverage, all that stuff. Like, simplify things for the rookie. The Niners don't believe in that. Some guys can, you chuck them in the water, learn how to swim. Some guys figure that shit out quick, Deshaun Stribling. Some guys don't. And you got to have different methods for different players. And I don't think it's working for Romello Height so far. It's early. It's early. That could change. But right now, I'm telling you, it's not there. Oh, look at this. We got a super chat. What's up, Big Tone? John gets excited and starts doing what I call Tim the Toolman Taylor noises. There's definitely quite a bit to be excited about. Dude, I'm telling you, like, the wife's family's in town. Shout out to them. They're awesome. And she's like, hey, we're going to go up to Tahoe. We're going to go hiking and all this stuff. And I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, that's awesome. I could, you know, work from the hotel room and we'll figure this out. I was like, well, what are the dates? She's like, oh, we're thinking of going like Thursday, Friday. And I was like, ah, hold on. Pump the brakes a little bit. I was like, how about this? Y'all go do that. I'm going to lock myself in the new apartment and I'm just going to be breaking down tape. That way, when they get back, I can spend time, you know, with them, whatever else. And I'm not in two places at once. So y'all go. Have fun. Let me stay here and do what I love and just break down tape. And so today and tomorrow, that's it. And so usually during the week, we'll get into a routine where I break down like a full quarter of the game a day. But we're doing a full half today, which we've already got done. And then we'll do the full second half tomorrow, which is about, you know, about 5.5 hours of like film breakdown and, you know, processing, going through analytics, all that kind of, it just takes a while. So anyway, you're getting your fill. You want 49ers football? I got you. Hey, I don't know. I've waited so long for more tape. And so we got it, Big Tone. And so, yeah, you get some of the Tim the Toolman Taylor sounds start coming out. It's just what it is, man. Yeah. And so I'm so freaking pumped. And on top of that, like so many new things, the mood's just been kicking my rear end. We're not near close to done, but shoot, more new news. We now have officially our 49ers rush road trip is officially, we have our first home game set up for the Dolphins. So week two, it's up on the site, 49ersrushroadtrip.com. So we're going to be doing one home tailgate. And if it goes well, we're going to add more, but we're going to kind of wait and see because it's kind of a different thing. So for that week two game against the Miami Dolphins at home, I think it's September 20th, we've got an all-inclusive premium tailgate right across from the stadium, not on 49ers property, thank God. So they can't tell us no, yes, whatever. We're doing our own damn thing. And we have also added the Los Angeles Chargers Thursday night game. We're just doing a badass tailgate. We're not going to do a day before, but that is up right now. It's going to be awesome indoor-outdoor space right next to the stadium, right walk to SoFi. Going to be awesome. But if you're going to any 49ers road game, come party with us this year.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersrushroadtrip.com.
All right, let's get to some more, you know, just awesome stuff. I want to talk about the right guard spot or left guard spot, however you want to do it. Robert Jones wasn't it. I'm watching the tape and I'm like, dude, this guy might go back to retirement. Like, is that bad? Like, it was like there were a lot of really bad plays from Robert Jones. He and Brandon Parker, like, cuttable games, to be honest. Like, neither one of those. And that's the thing. Like, Brandon Parker is a number five offensive tackle for the 49ers. I guess he'd be number four. No, he's number five. Maybe number six if Enrique Cruz can beat him out. But anyway, that's a whole nother conversation. Robert Jones was bad. He was really, really bad. Connor Colby was not bad. He had one horrible play early in the first quarter, which was it was rough because it's the same issue Connor Colby had all of last year, where you get alignment cross in your face and you in pass protection, but you don't keep your eyes on your head on a swivel to see if a stunner is coming over the top. This was the problem. Free blitzer right up the B gap, you know, terrible. But he corrected it, and it happened many times later on in the game, and Connor Colby did great. Connor Colby played very, very well. Like, the tape was consistently good besides that one major, 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 major miss. And so, like, it's not like you just look at it and you're like, well, you got to let that one go. But, like, you look at the numbers, he had a 75.4 grade. He was the fifth highest rated player offensively. He played great. 72 run blocking grade, 75 pass blocking grade, no penalties, 44 snaps, played against the starters. Like, and like, I don't think Connor Colby is a clear-cut starter in the NFL. If you're asking me, Connor Colby versus Robert Jones, that is not a competition. That competition is not it at all. Like, it's not one. Now, Robert Jones took a full year off. Maybe he even said, yeah, definitely shaking some rust off, you know, what it wasn't good, but the guard position, we got to see. They both played the entire first half. Connor Colby, way better. Where'd Robert Jones? Oh, the lowest rated player, 34 grade. 13 grade pass blocking, 46. Like, it wasn't close. It wasn't close while I watched the game live. It wasn't close after I went through the coaching tape. It wasn't close based on the analytics. It's 3-for-3. Connor Colby, it's not a split decision. Not a split decision by any stretch. So I think that guard spot, you need help there. I don't think the answer, and again, have not gone through the second half tape. So Carver Willis, haven't got to him yet. Who else got some guard snaps out there? Keon Smith. Yeah, Keon Smith. And just signed that dude off the street. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the state that the 49ers are in. Brett Toth didn't play. What's that look like? I don't know. But left guard is definitely the biggest issue on the roster. Left guard is definitely the biggest issue on the roster. Now, here's the thing. The Shanahan scheme makes life easier for the offensive lineman and the quarterback. That's the good news. You can, and the 49ers have, mitigated bad left guard play in the past. It looks like they're going to have to do that all season, which sucks. But Connor Colby did not play bad. Like, if you told me Connor Colby would play that game 16 times for the 49ers, I'd be like, you know what? I'll take it. One major miscue and the rest pretty damn consistent and awesome in the run game. Really, really, really good the run game. Like, ugh. So, is it starter level play? No. But if that's the baseline, all right. If that's the baseline, all right. There we go. Look at Johnny Dale. Shout out to Johnny Dale. Came in clutch today. Don't worry, John. I'm telling you, Carver Willis will take that spot in 2 weeks. The run game is just, oh, so bad. And again, haven't gone through the entire second half yet, so just understand that. The upside is there. The upside is there. The pass blocking is a concern. You look at the grades, pass block 55 grade, run block 90 grade. That's exactly what we saw in his college tape. Amazing run blocker. That anchor, suspect. Athleticism, suspect. Length, suspect. Run game, domination. I want Carver Willis to be the starting center. That's what I want. Not this year. Not going to happen this year. Injury, maybe. I want Carver Willis to be the center. That's what I want. The long-term center. That's what I want. First time I've ever agreed with Tommy in my life. Maybe second time. Vea, I don't think Vita Vea is getting traded. I wish he would. But shout out to Tommy. He was the first to email me his hate for Alfred Collins. I don't know why you hate the 49ers players so much, but that is okay. Bad game from Alfred Collins. We talked about that earlier. Invader, no rookie center could start in the system. And that's the thing. Like, Chris Forster, the process is you learn the guard spot, then you kick into center. He's already taken center snaps. I do not think Carver Willis should be starting center right now. I don't believe that. Long term, I do want that. Long term, I do want that. I think that that's important. Curtis Rourke was good, but after watching the tape, like consistently late. The anticipation's just not there. And being at training camp, he was super late. But there's no – can't touch the quarterback, right? So there's a lot of – you know, I'm taking notes and I'm like, oh, probably would have been a sack. Probably would have been a sack. Probably would have been a sack. You get – he just took so many unnecessary hits. Like, you got to make decisions faster. The processing, which it has seemed like it's speeding up a little bit, but it's just not there yet. Like – he's throwing what he sees. He doesn't throw what will be. That's the difference between Brock Purdy and Curtis Rourke. There are many differences. But, like, you watch and you break down so much 13 Brock Purdy tape, he's throwing as the breaks are happening or right before. Curtis has to wait for the break, see that the wide receiver won, then throw it. That and just so many unnecessary hits. I thought he got hurt four times. Adrian Martinez, kind of the same thing as well. Now, Adrian Martinez has the athleticism that can bail him out. But Curtis Rourke, I thought overall really good game. And I think he's got to be the number three right now. But we'll see, because if he's going to miss time with broken ribs, all right, Adrian Martinez gets those reps. Curtis Rourke needs reps. That's the whole idea there. He needs reps. And so that's what sucks so bad whenever you got Kalen Black, Jordan James. Like, we can go down the list of players that are out with injuries. They need reps. And if they don't get those, improvement will not happen. Because once the season starts, you're not getting those reps. You're not. You're running scout team. You're not working on getting through reads. No, there's a coach holding up a card. You throw it here. You don't do that. You need reps in the system, in our system, the 49ers system, so that you can improve. Now that he's injured, now I thought he got hurt before the draw. Shanahan said he got hurt on the draw play, but I thought his ribs, like, he took a direct shot to the ribs that was 100% unnecessary because he just held on to the damn ball so long. But that's who Curtis Rourke has been. That's who he was at Indiana. Like, just as tough as nails, stays in the pocket, CJ Beathard style. Drake Nugent, I thought, played really consistently well. I thought Drake Nugent was at his best against the ones. The twos come in for the Titans on defense, and he starts struggling. You get to the end of the second quarter, and he had like five horrible negative plays in a row. Dude's an anchor. He does not get pushed back consistently at all. I thought Drake Nugent was great. Where did he finish on the grading scale? 16th with a 59 grade. Pass blocking was a little suspect. He had that horrible snap, but it was just like, man, he finished the second half just awful. Just really, really bad. But a lot of consistent good tape. I ain't going to lie. Like, if Drake Nugent had to come in and play center for the 49ers, would not be the end of the world. I think it's a major uptick over Jake Brendel in run blocking, major downtick in pass pro. But I've never seen the consistent tape from Drake Nugent like I did in the first quarter. Then you get the second quarter, you're like, okay. Then the end of the second quarter, it's like, yep, that's it. That's why you put too much bad tape. can't put that up there. Nugent might have a stranglehold on the backup center. Brett Toth, if he can get healthy, but Toth, that's who they want to have that job. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what that looks like. Nick Martin's got to play faster. Like, it's an indictment for a third-round pick to be playing into the fourth quarter in the first preseason game. Like, let's just be very, very honest with that. And the positives, Nick Martin is a heavyweight boxer. Like, that's the way he plays. You get the enforcer, man, he'll take on a block or he'll hit the ball carrier. Like, he tries to knock people out, like Dre Greenlaw. The problem is he's not making the same re-decision reaction as Jaden Duggar is. That's an indictment. There's a lot of issues. Nick Martin's not, you know, a Raheem Morris guy. He's a Robert Saleh guy. But I don't think that it was all bad for Nick Martin. I thought he had several plays that were good. He had some bad plays. He had some late plays. He graded at 64.7, 81.1 tackling grade, best on the team. And he's a tackler. Like, when he hits, everybody feels it in the stadium. It's loud. Like, it is violent. There's a lot that I really, really like about Nick Martin. He's just got to be faster. He's got to be quicker, and he has to eat up grass. Too many times, he's back waiting instead of going and attacking in the run game. It's like, go, 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 go. Like, like, what are you waiting on? Go. He's just not seeing it. He hasn't played football really in 2 years. It just hasn't played a lot. So deal with that what you will, but like there was a lot of violence. There was a lot of explosive. There was really good tackling, but just the consistency is not there. He's lost a little bit at times. I don't know. Deal with that what you may. I got to get a quick drink. Now, I will say this. Man, I was on my bookie today. I was just looking for anomalies. They are over under on Christian McCaffrey receiving yards is 550 yards. On the season. On the season. Man, with our bet back bonus, if you hit that, you think Christian McCaffrey is going to be injured all year, you bet the under. You think he's going to stay somewhat healthy, he's hitting that easy. Dude almost hits 1,000 yards every other year. Oh, if you're going to bet, my bookie's the place to do it. Football is back, ladies and gentlemen. And whether you've been betting for years or you're just looking to get into the action for the first time, MyBookie is where I'm playing. I'll be sharing some of the spots that we're on. And if you want to follow along with us betting every single week, weekly, season long, you name it, we post those at the 49ersrush.com. Every single bet we do and on our Patreon channel, the 49ers Rush podcast. So, and that's the thing. You get a pick with my bookie, whether you just want to jump in, you want to bet props, you want to bet over under, you want to bet who wins outright, MVP, whatever sport, college football, NFL, doesn't matter. It is up on my bookie and they are ready to help you guys out. So if you're new to the club, here's what we're going to do. We're setting up a safety net. You get a bet back bonus. Your very first bet from $50 all the way up to $500. If you lose, you get it right back, plus a $25 casino credit. So sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ers, 49ERS. Opt into our bet back bonus and take your first shot with a safety net. Football's finally here. Get in now and cash in with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere. I bet in California, Texas, doesn't matter where you are. You can use MyBookie. Let's go. Let's go. All right, look at Tommy. He's already back at it. Appreciate the super chat, brother. Thanks for being a good sport, Tommy Trash Talk. He just tries to piss people off. That's his love language. He didn't get hugged as a kid, and that's okay. He needs anger to fuel his fandom, but that's okay, Tommy. We love you, bro. Jordan Watkins, I thought amazing as a receiver on his routes, what he did. Blocking was awful. Punt return was not good. Secured the catch, fair catch, way too early. And then my biggest problem with Jordan Watkins' game was at the kickoff return spot. He was the lead blocker. So, like, you have two kick returners in this format. Whoever doesn't catch it has to become the lead blocker for the other guy. Two times in the first half, he's the lead blocker. Didn't touch a soul. Like, scared of contact. And like, that permeates what we've seen through camp. He's not a physical guy. He wasn't at Ole Miss. Like, he's just not that. Now, running routes and catching, which is the primary job of a wide receiver, man, awesome. Contested catches were, that was a huge check that, you know, I needed to see from Jordan Watkins that during training camp, like, contact reminded me a lot of Dante Pettis. But, man, he had, I think, three catches in traffic and brought down the ball every time. No broken tackles afterwards or anything like that. They even tried to run, like, a slot screen to him, went down first contact. Like, he's not a true yak guy. He's a speed guy. He's a separator. But I like that he's fought through the contested catches and showed, man, he could do an in breaker with the linebacker coming at him and stay in there tough. But it's like, dude, can't make, he's not a tackle breaker He never was. Not in college. I don't know. I don't like him as a punt returner. I do not like him as a kickoff returner at all. I don't. Like, major red flags there. But, dude, balled out as a wide receiver. Didn't block well. Several missed blocks. But, golly, what's a wide receiver's job? Get open, catch the ball. He did that. He did that in spades. And so, you know, you look at the just grades. I think he was 6 just outside of the top 5. Yeah, Jordan Watt. Yeah, he had a 42 run block grade. Like, yeah, it's bad. It was really, really bad. And for guys like Wesley Grimes, he only played 13 plays. I was kind of bummed he didn't get more PT. I wanted to see him out there. Dude's huge. He had a 31 block grade. Like, you can't do that. But, you know, Enrique Cruz had the lowest with the 29 grade. That's what he's supposed to be good at. Enrique Cruz, I don't know, man. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know. I don't know. That's a rough one. I struggle. Jordan Watkins is an impure wide receiver that does his primary job well. All the ancillary extras, you're not getting anything. You're not breaking tackles. He's not blocking. Yeah. So do with that what you will. So let's see here. Let's get through some comments. Remember, we're about to give some stuff away, baby. Year-long subscription to the 49ers Rush. Right here, Larry Worth. What's up, kid client? Larry Worth is nice, but it might be an uphill battle for him to make the roster. You got to understand where he came from. Larry Worth was a rookie tryout player. Nobody wanted him as a draft pick. Nobody wanted him as a priority free agent or an undrafted free agent. Nobody did. He had to come try out, proved he belongs, awesome practice player, gets out there, makes plays, but this is somebody that nobody had on their radar. Has he put up enough tape for a team to say, you know what, if the 49ers waive him, we're going to take him? He played 14 plays, had a 62 grade, one pressure, one sack. Like, come on, man. Two tackles, two solo run stops, gave up one catch for 13 yards on one target. I like Larry Worth. Is he worth, sorry about that, taking away a special teams player somewhere else, or an extra tight end, or extra wide receiver, or at like one of these extra O linemen, Sebastian Valdez, like that? There has to be, what do you lose in keeping him versus is it worth the risk waiving him and put him on the practice squad? I do think the floor of Larry Worth is a practice squad player. I don't think he's making the 53-man roster yet, but damn, he's trending in that direction. Dude's looking good. Dude's looking really good. Now sticking with the safety position, Kid Klein again. This team needs a free safety with range and could cover badly. I do agree there. I thought Marquise Siegel played well. Not horrible. And, you know, the safeties are interchangeable based on motions and whatever else. But, man, he had a lot of snaps as a true free and kind of a cover one. You know, Raheem Morris did some cover one under stuff. And I thought he handled the post routes really, really good. There was no, like, major negatives for Marquise Siegel, and you're still getting that huge quick trigger up in the run game support. One time he missed a tackle and, you know, came in just flying, would have been one of the best plays of the day if he would have made it in the backfield. Did not. Marquise Siegel just continues to trend in a positive way, and he could be a free safety, a 4.3 speed guy, but man, you kind of want him in the box a little bit. Yeah, safety and guard. Safety, guard, tight end with no Kittle. Those three spots, those are the three biggest question marks on this team. There's no doubt about it. Safety, guard, tight end until Kittle gets back. Well, guess what? Safety and guard, the 49ers do not care about. They don't. They don't use draft capital, like top end. They just don't. Carver Willis is a fourth. I think they see him as a long-term safety. Man. I walked away from the game saying Marquise Siegel's picking up right where he left off, but gave up no negatives. Like, there weren't major negatives that he had in this game. Colin, what's up, my man? Appreciate the super chat. Thank you, brother. Says, even as a Longhorns fan, I'm okay with Jack being waived with a punter like that. Yeah. Dude, Corliss Waitman was badass. I didn't even look at the punting grades. Yeah, he had four punts, three punts inside the 20. Dude, that's really good. Only one kick was returned, and it was for 0 yards. That was the botched kick. All the other ones were fair catches. You are completely eliminating. If Corliss Waitman can do that, that would be the best punter the 49ers have had since before Bradley Pinion. You got to go Andy Lee. Like, now, and again, we're judging this off of one preseason game, four punts. But let's just be very honest. Corliss Waitman, that was one of the best punting performances I've seen in the red and gold in a long time. That would have been a top three Mitch Wisnowski game. Way better than almost anything we got last year. Like, I'm pretty pleasantly excited with Eddie Pinheiro and him. Like, holy shit, can we have a quality, like, top-notch special teams group? You mean tell me you got a good punter and a good kicker? And guess what? You signed them both off the street. Never draft a kicker or punter ever again. Ever, 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 ever. Like, forever, ever? Ever. Don't do that. But, yeah, dude, and y'all know me in special teams. Like, that's my jam, dude. It's hidden yardage. Helps the offense and the defense out. Corliss Waitman was badass. I was a huge Jack Baumeister guy. I did not like carrying two punters when you have all these guys injured. And I'm thankful that they made that decision. I didn't care which way. And I said, cut Jack, cut Corliss. I don't care. Go with one punter. You don't need two punters. Everybody's injured. You need one punter. And, yeah, so far, Corliss, that was awesome, dude. That was awesome. Kimbro, the man. Appreciate Super Chat. So excited about the home game party. Hope to see everyone there. Put some faces up to names. Yeah, that's what it's all about, meeting people. We don't do a good job with a lot of things, but we could party. And we're pretty good at getting good people to meet other good people. That is what we are trying to accomplish. So, yeah, those tickets are up for that Dolphins home game. And if it goes well, then we'll add on some more. But we'll see how it goes. So 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. We have just added home game tailgate against the Dolphins week two. And we also added a tailgate down in L.A. It's just too close not to go to. Just the tailgate. That's up 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Appreciate you, Kimbro. You're the freaking man. Oh, there we go. RTP, I'll be there unless I'm off working, too. Appreciate you. Glad work's going well. Love that. Love that. Love that. Love that. Yeah, right here, Big Red. Everything starts with a good snapper. Snaps were good. Snaps were every special teams play broken down, man. Oh, look at this, Big Red. My son just got offered to SFA. Dude, how awesome is that? Stephen F. Austin, they got a good program. That is awesome. Man, way to go, Big Red. One of us wins, we all win. Kids win. Oh, nothing better than that. Dude, what's up? That's right. I win, we all win. That is what, dude, that is, oh. Love it right here. Notorious thoughts on Romello Heights game. It was bad, unimpactful, uneventful. He had a 35 grade on 18 snaps, 13 pass rush. His best play was in the run game. His best play. There was one play where he's kind of coming off the edge, not a true wide nine, but wide. The tackle down blocks. It's a run play. They pull the opposite Z block tight end. And he wrong shouldered it, which is what you're supposed to do. It sounds wrong. I explained this in the video because your instincts are to hit it with your upfield shoulder, but you have to hit it with the wrong shoulder. You have to go against your, and he did that. That led to a Grayson Halton tackle for loss, but that was his best play. Pass rush, he's running 10 yards upfield. Like, you're supposed to get to quarterback depth and stop. This dude's doing track starts, running 10 yards upfield, 5 yards behind the quarterback. Like, Romello Height was one of my favorite draft picks. It's just not that he didn't get one pressure. He didn't get one. Got one assistant tackle. That's it. Now, I get it. You're playing against starters, but yeah, that's what you're going to be doing the rest of the NFL. So Yeah, right here, Kid Klein. I think Alfred Collins will be fine after his shoulder gets 100%. Well, we saw this last time whenever he was coming off of his injury last year. Dude was bad. It took him a while, and his play was ascending throughout the year, but then he got injured with the shoulder again in the playoff game. Played through it. Tough. You love that. But, like, Alfred Collins is not good off injury. And for the people that don't like Alfred Collins, I get it. Like, he did not play well. He did not play well. It was not a good game for him. I get that. You're hoping, and I'm glad he played, and he's going to play the next game. You got to get in shape. You got to get there. Now, he's still hustling his ass off, but he's losing every rep early. That you can't do that. Yeah, that's great. You can win late. You can't do that consistently in the NFL. Right here, what do you think about trading Martin to the Titans? Yeah, I mean, obviously Robert Saleh's got that there. Yeah, I mean, I'd love it. I want to see Martin. I want Martin. I don't want to give up on Martin yet. What are you going to get back? A sixth rounder? No. Nope. I don't want that. I want to see. I have a lot of faith in Martin. The upside is there. The tackling, the violence, the explosiveness, the speed. There's traits he has that like other guys don't have. And so I'm not done with Nick Martin yet. Now, you tell me we're going to get offensive guard starter or a fourth round pick. I trade him for a fourth. Might trade him for a fifth, not trade him for a sixth. You see what I'm saying? Like, every player has a price. You give me a 2027 fourth rounder, yeah. Fifth rounder, sixth rounder, no. That's does that make sense? That's kind of where I'm at. And a lot of that, the only reason why I'm even entertaining that conversation, I want Nick Martin on this team. I think he can grow. There's so much there. The ceiling is there. If another linebacker, you know, if Jaden Duggar's Jaden Duggar and just keeps on this trend, Nick Martin at special teamer, I don't mind that. And a backup linebacker, I don't mind that either. Like, because what's the play long-term with Dre? Is Dre a one-year stopgap and you're hoping one of these guys steps in as the will? That's kind of the way I see it, right? Like, I want Dre to retire a 49er, but are you going to bring him back next year? What's that look like? If you're planning on having Dre Greenlaw around for three more years, then yeah, then it's time to talk trades and what that looks like. But I'm not ready yet. Yeah, Notorious Romel is 25 years old. Is it too late for him to get better? No, there's a lot of time left. A lot of time left. A lot of time left. So I'm not too worried about that. All right, let's do this. Let's do this giveaway. Compliments of a 49ers, the 49ersrush.com subscriber wanted to increase the community. So I'm asking everybody, if you are already a subscriber, to abstain, even though you will know the answer because you are a stud, to abstain from this. We are trying to bring somebody new into the community. And for those of you who are not a part, and if you don't win this contest, hey, here's what you do. You go to the 49ersrush.com. You sign up for a 7-day free trial. We have different tiers. Frank Gore tier, if you're just into film. That's $8 a month. That's it. And it's a 7-day free trial. So you can sign up, you can watch the preseason game and cancel afterwards if you want to. But if you like it, we do this all the time. We have the last four seasons on tap. As soon as you sign up, you get to watch it all. That is there. Now, if you want to do the Zoom hangouts and you want to do the betting and you want the film, that's the Jerry Rice tier, which is $20 a month. And man, we covered, if you bet with us last year on my bookie, use promo code 49ers. We covered your year-long subscription and then some. If you just followed us with betting, we have done that 7 out of 8 years with MyBookie. So it's a membership that pays for itself. And yeah, so there we go, Captain. More Rush members. Yes, fresh meat. That's right, man. We're building the community. So here is the question. I have a number. So a lot of people are going to get the answer right. And I have a number, whichever number that is, they are going to win it. And I disclose this to the person that is gifting this. So I'm pretty excited about this. So here's the question. A year-long membership to the 49ersrush.com, Jerry Rice tier, bets, videos, Zoom hangouts, you get it all. Here's the question. How many first-team All-Pros did Jerry Rice have in his career? How many first team all pros did Jerry Rice have? Now, if you are already a member, please don't put that in the chat if you know it. This is to bring somebody into the fold. That's the whole idea here. How many first team all pros did Jerry Rice have? Now, I will give you a couple things. It's the most in the NFL history at the wide receiver position. To make you feel better, the second place all-time wide receiver is Lance Allworth. I have not seen the – oh, there it is. There it is. They're coming in. First team All-Pros. Like how – dude, Jerry Rice is just so badass. You know what I mean? Like he's just a freaking man. So there we go. We're getting a lot of the answers coming in right here. 13 Pro Bowls. That's not the question. Three-time Super Bowl champ. All-decade team for the 80s. All-decade team for the 90s. Two-time offensive player of the year. Oh, my gosh. This dude. So, the correct answer is, got to give you, Brockus. 10, I think. Yeah, you are correct. So, congratulations to Brockus. That was the first one that came across on my feed. I know other feeds, it does differently. Reese got it correct, too. I want to say appreciate you, Reese. JP got it correct as well. There we go. Edwin from 86 to 95, 10 all pros. Dude was just so badass. But the winner is Brockus. So all you got to do is email me, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. Tell me your tag name and all that stuff, and we will set you up. Have to say thank you to the community itself, the anonymous gift. Love people trying to increase the community. I am very, very thankful to be able to do this. And the whole reason why I'm able to do this is because of support. And so if you like what we do, go to the 49ersrush.com, whether you want to do all of the, you know, videos and whatever, or if you just want to support us, our Patreon channel is the same way, patreon.com/49ersrushpodcast. Our executive producers, Corey Robbins, 49ersGeorge365, David Gill, you guys are the best of the best. Congrats to Brockus. Email me, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll get that set up. That's going to do it for us today. Now, as soon as this video is over, I am assuming the – let me just check real quick. Yes, the other video has processed, so I'm going to be loading that on the Patreon, and I'll be loading that on the 49ersrush.com. So the entire first quarter is already up. The entire second quarter will be up in about 5 to 10 minutes. That will be there. So that is everybody's homework assignment from Coach Chapman. Go watch the tape, see how they do, come from your own opinions, all those different things. We will be live tomorrow at some point. I'm going to break down the third and fourth quarters, then do a show probably a little earlier than this tomorrow. I'm going to get started a little earlier. It took a while for the film to come up. So anyway, that's what we got. Appreciate you guys. You are the best. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.